From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. airstrikes in Iraq appear to have killed another top leader of the group known as the Islamic State. A National Security Council spokesman said that Fadhil Ahmad al-Hayali, also known as Haji Mutaz, was killed in an airstrike August 18th while traveling near the Iraqi city of Mosul. Spokesman Ned Price said the airstrike also killed an IS media operative. The NSC statement identified al-Hayali as a member of the extremist group's Shura Council and the senior deputy to Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. It said he was a primary coordinator for moving large amounts of weapons, explosives, vehicles, and people between Iraq and Syria. Three people were wounded when a gunman opened fire on a train traveling from Amsterdam to Paris Friday, before the attacker was overpowered by two American military members. French officials say the gunman's motives are not known. However, they say anti-terrorism police are leading the investigation. French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said the suspect was arrested at a railway station in the northern French town of Arras. Police have identified the man as a 26-year-old of Moroccan origin and said he was armed with an automatic weapon and a knife. French media reports say the Americans who overpowered the attacker were U.S. Marines. U.S. military officials confirmed only that an American soldier had been wounded, but said the injuries were not life-threatening. French authorities have been on high alert since Islamic militants killed 17 people in and around Paris last January. This is VOA News. Worries about slowing economic growth in China, rising political uncertainty in Greece, and uncertainty about plans to raise U.S. interest rates rattled investors so badly that it sparked a global stock sell-off Friday. Major U.S. indexes were down by 3% by the close, Europe was off by around 3%, and key Asian indexes were also hurt. Nick Colas is the chief marketing strategist for the Convergex Group.
We've had some tough news. The Chinese economy is probably slowing. The U.S. Federal Reserve is getting more uncertain about when to raise interest rates. But the market's really taken it to a new level by psychologically responding to these inputs and, in fact, getting quite afraid because they don't know what's next.
Investors' mood was darkened by further political uncertainty in Greece as the ruling party called for a snap election next month. Gold, which is a traditional hedge against economic troubles, saw prices rise as some worried investors sought a safe haven for their money. North Korea is warning the South to stop broadcasting anti-North propaganda across the border through loudspeakers by Saturday or face a strong military counteraction. The North's deputy UN ambassador, An Myung-hun, told reporters in New York that the army does not make what he called empty talk.
The grave situations now on the Korean Peninsula have been created by South Korea at the start of the South Korean military on the basis of prefabricated provocation plots.
There have been frequent periods of high tension between North and South Korea during the past 60 years, but the new young North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, has already earned a reputation for secretiveness and unpredictability. He has been known to react harshly to what he perceives as insults and disrespect. Macedonia has started letting a limited number of migrants cross the border from Greece after riot police fired stun grenades at a crowd demanding entry. The would-be immigrants stuck in a no-man's land on the border apparently tried to surge across police lines early Friday. Police responded with stun grenades. A medical team from Doctors Without Borders reports that 10 people were injured. Hundreds of migrants did cross the border into Macedonia, and Syrian Ahmed Husa was one of them.
Now I'm happy and my morals are so high and my family is happy. We are all fine and I hope that we continue on our road.
Macedonia's Interior Ministry said that vulnerable migrants would be assisted in accordance with the state's capacity, but it did not specify what vulnerable meant. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.